You have just entered into God's Diamond Network. This is a podcast that is used for helping God's people find the diamond in themselves and the diamond in your situation. Welcome to God's Diamond in the Rough podcast. They are your hosts, Catherine and Michael. Let's join them in the studio now.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. One more time, we are here and ready to do it again. If you don't know who we are by now, I am Catherine.
And I am Michael.
And we are so glad to be with you one more time. Y'all, we got a guest, or we got two guests today with us as we get into this conversation. We got RJ and Dustin. Would y'all say hello to our diamonds?
What's up? I love that. Our diamonds. How we doing, diamonds? Yes, I love it. Yes.
I love getting to be a diamond today.
Yeah. Because we're all diamonds. Yes. And that's our philosophy here. That, you know, Jesus has given us beautiful ashes, and it's just an awesome thing to really just walk in him, amen, and tackle life and go into this and go into that with that in mind. And this season, this is perfect for where we're going, impacting the world, amen. And, you know, your brand and what you're standing for is awesome because it's teaching about balance, and we need balance to really be impactful in our society. And so before we go any further, we are going to pray, and then we're going to get into it, okay?
Well, before we do, I gotta say this, because this got dropped in my spirit just now. When you said it's two guests, see, we gotta realize, because God's word says, if there be two, if there be two that agree, so there's four right here agreeing. There's four right here agreeing. So you got to think, can we all agree that Jesus is the way? Come on. Jesus is the way.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Amen.
100%.
Amen. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, we come to you right now saying thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. We beg your forgiveness for anything we might have said, done, or thought that's not pleasing to your sight, that your grace forgive us and cast us back into the pits of hell where it came from. Mm-hmm. We cancel any assignment of the enemy that will be sent back into the pits of hell where it came from, mm-hmm. for he has no power, no dominion, no authority. Mm-hmm. But according to your word, you say that we do. And we decree it and declare it that we have the authority, the power, and the dominion, that we must just walk in it. Hallelujah. And trust you. We pray in the name of Jesus for the ones that has no desire to know who you are. We pray in the name of Jesus for the ones who do know who you are, mm-hmm. but don't know how to reach you. Mm-hmm. We pray in the name of Jesus interceding for the ones that says, pray for me.
Yes, God.
We pray in the name of Jesus interceding for everybody on their behalf of knowing who you are. Mm-hmm. We decree it and we declare it. We ask these things all in Jesus' mighty and maximum name. We say thank you.
Thank you, God.
And we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And
amen.
Amen. So, guys, tell us who you are. As we jump in, we're going to dive head first. Tell us who we are and what you're all about, what you're doing. Yeah.
Love it. I'm going to go age before beauty.
Dang it. Just once. I don't want my age to come up in the first 3 minutes, but it happens. So in the broad sense, so I'm RJ, by the way, so people can start figuring out the voices. I'm the old one. And together we are, as we refer, the pioneers of the balanced business dad movement.
Okay.
Sometimes we refer to it as a ministry, because somebody pointed that out to us one of the last times we were all together. Mm-hmm. So we're here in suburbs of beautiful St. Louis, Missouri, enjoying a fall day. Mm-hmm. And we started this movement about a year and a half ago. Okay. With our goal, we say, is just to be better tomorrow than you are today.
Yeah.
And we want to help business dads, fathers, to do the same thing. That's our core mission, really. Mm-hmm. Things have grown since then, but we base everything on the six pillars of life. Mm-hmm. that we identified when putting this together, which are in order of importance, by the way. This is the priority order: is your faith, your health, your marriage, fatherhood, brotherhood, and your business. Purposefully put last, although we know most men that we deal with have it first. So that's it. That is a very quick summary of what the balanced business dad is. I'm a, as far as for me, RJ, so I'm a Christian. I'm a dad. I'm an empty nester. I have three grown kids, all married, and an entrepreneur at this point. I own a couple of businesses, some with Dustin, who I'll turn it over to now so he can introduce himself.
Yeah. Hey guys. So Coach Dustin, I'm a coach. I coach mostly businesses, but a lot of life, a lot of real estate. And yeah, well, like RJ said, we started the Balanced Business Dad about a year and a half ago. RJ and I have known each other for years, and I was actually coaching RJ and his wife on real estate, on how to invest in real estate and things like that. And we got to know each other quite well during that time. And it was funny because I was, for a lack of a better word, using RJ as a mentor, as a husband and a father. You know, his kids are closer to my age than I am his age. Right. And they are all pretty good people in society. So I was like, oh, I want that. Right. And his wife and him just celebrated 35 years of marriage, and she still seems to like him. I'm like, oh, I want that. Right. So I'm going to model that. And so I was leaning on him, probably without him knowing it, but as a mentor and a father in those two things, while he was using me as a coach in business and entrepreneurship. And I had a coach at the time, and my coach said, who is your ideal person to coach? And immediately I said, the business dad, because that's who I am.
Yeah.
And we started talking about doing a podcast. And the next thing you know, we always say that it started one night at a bar, like all good stories. And we just knew our life was good. But what else? What else could it be? And that's where the six pillars, like RJ just mentioned, came from. And it was interesting because I have coached so many men that had that so out of whack because they were so focused on their business. I'm like, yeah, but do your kids know you? Does your spouse know you? I have an interesting health journey, so I knew how important health was. And we all know that we're just stewards for all everything that we have. We're just being a steward for God, right? And so it's like we got to start there, because he's the one who is giving us these gifts that we're working so hard on. So we have to grow deeper in our faith to have it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I love that's the balanced business dad.
Yep. I love that introduction. Michael, you got anything else?
Yeah, I really love it because it's something you said, and I just want to, piggyback on it. You know, you said while you was coaching him, you was quote-unquote using him. But we got to understand that when we go through things in life, whether we're coaching or teaching, we're learning at the same time. Because, and I say that because, we might be coaching somebody on an area of their life, and just use faith for an example, it's not only teaching them about faith, but it's actually growing our faith as well. So we it's almost like we're burning the torch at both ends. We're gaining more concept and insight on it, as well as teaching what we already know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So with the topic at hand, and why do I need faith, what is your thought in especially since that's your first pillar in this model that you all are living and following? Why do I need faith to be impactful?
Start with that.
Yeah,
to be impactful. need faith?
Yeah. So both of us being Christians, and that's where this, first and foremost, that's where it starts. And so as a Christian, you believe that everything we're doing is a gift from God, and we're giving it up because of God. It's all in Jesus' name. So that's why for us, faith is number one in our lives. I think each one of us, either one, if you'd ask us who we are, the first answer we're going to say is a Christian, and then probably a husband and a father. So we knew that faith just had to be the very first thing. It's what we use as our guidepost for everything. There was somebody that I think was on one of our podcasts and said that's his decision making. If he wants to do something, he asks, would God be pleased with me doing it?
Right.
Would my wife be pleased with me doing it? And would my kids be proud of me for doing it? He said, I very rarely, if you get a no on any of them, you're going to stop. You very rarely get to number two because you're not going to say, if God doesn't want you to, he might be okay, but let me see what my wife thinks. Right. So that became a guidepost. So for us, faith had to be number one. Mm-hmm. And faith to us, we talk a lot of times about faith with a big F and faith with a little F. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of faith in our life. Dustin's used the thought. He said before, you know, you have faith when you're driving that the car coming the other way isn't going to cross that yellow line. Mm-hmm. We have faith when we get home that the thermostat's going to work. There's so much that we have that we just have faith in things and our events. But the big F faith, that's where we drive some. That's where we derive everything from. It's where we make all our decisions. It's how we built the other pillars below it because we knew our faith was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. So faith is definitely a major, major component to getting where it is that God desires you to go, Diamonds. I mean, I don't know how else we can say it because all four of us have the same thought, and it's been deposited from the Father himself of the way that we think. And you're not crazy because you believe in faith. You know what I mean? A lot of people, the world will make you think that you're crazy because you live by your faith. And we're all here to say there is nothing wrong with living by faith. As a matter of fact, it's an expectation that Jesus requires of all of us. And balance, in order to stay balanced, faith, like it's already been said, you got a big F and a little F. It's in everything. It really is. So anybody else have any thoughts in regard to anything said thus far?
I would definitely say that we got to understand that faith is not only a must, but it's also entwined with trust. Because, you know, mm-hmm. not only, and just you think, for example, when you faith, you have faith that that car is not going to cross the line. Okay, what about sitting in a chair? We got to have faith or trust that that chair is not going to break. And there's an antonym that I like to use with the word faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. Meaning that forgetting everything that could go possibly go wrong in life, at the end of the day, I'm going to trust God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So how with everything that has been said thus far in your model and your framework, how do you help men? Why men in particular?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What is God's Diamond Network? This network stems from the ministry of Exposed Life Change Ministry. There are teachings with Learn to Live in Truth, preaching, and so much more. A diamond shines in the light, all colors, with clarity and uniqueness. This is an open invitation to you. You can support our brand here with a gift of any amount. Every cent goes back into the ministry and brand. Now, back to the podcast.
Great question. And I honestly think, you know, it went back to that question when I was building my coaching practice and my coaching business to not just be real estate investors. You know, my coach, which I believe all good coaches should have a coach, right? My coach said, who is your ideal client? And immediately I said the word business dad. And I believe God put that on my heart at that point. And I didn't know what it meant. And honestly, a year and a half ago, RJ and I did not know what the balanced business dad was or what it was going to be. And I still think it's growing. Right. Yet we knew we were men. We knew we were dads. We knew we were business dads. And we had seen the challenges and the hardships that a lot of these other business dads, because we hung out in the same circles, were having. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I had coached a lot of people. And you know, when they start bringing to me, you know, the amount of money they made and things like that, my first question was, well, do your kids like you? Mm-hmm. Right?
Come on.
Does your wife like you? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And because that's what matters at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I have, again, my kids are a lot younger. My kids are 6 and 3. So I'm a new father and I'm learning through it. And it's not easy. Right. There's not a book that says this is how you be this awesome business dad. Mm-hmm. And yet I knew there was different sections of life that were important to us.
Right.
And we had to keep them all up in the air at the same time. Right. So balancing is a verb. It's not a noun. We're constantly doing it. And what we've realized is there ever true balance? No. Yet we strive for it, but really balance is being present in the pillar you're supposed to be in. When I'm with God and I'm growing and I'm learning in my faith, I need to be present. I need to be where my feet are. Mm-hmm. When I'm with the time with my wife, same thing. Right. But I also need to be very present with my kids. I need to be present with my friends. Men don't have a lot of brothers anymore, right? Mm-hmm. You might have a beer friend here and there, but you're really not. You're having these surface level conversations, and I want to push through that. Mm-hmm. And when it's time to work, it's time to work. Be present in your work, go to work. That way you can leave work. You know, it's funny, and not to take too much of this, but you know, somebody said, oh, you're doing, you know, man work. You're working with men and stuff like that. And I didn't realize the challenge that was, you know, I've thought at the beginning of this year, I threw 2 business conferences and I sold out in a week and a half. As soon as I put tickets on sale to talk to people, how to have a better business, you know, learn that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We put on a workshop a month and a half ago now.
September. Yep.
For business dads. And it was like pulling teeth to get dads to come there to say, hey, I need help.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's very hard for a man to say, hey, I do need help in this and I want to get better in this. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I realized if a tree falls on my house today, I can make a phone call and all these guys are going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if I say, hey, I want to help you become a better husband and a better father and a better leader, they're like, nah, I'm good. But if you need that tree off your house, I got you.
Right.
Men need a mission. And what we have to realize is we are the mission. You are the mission first. Mm. And it starts with God.
Whew. That's profound. That's a real profound thing.
And, you know, as a guy, a male, as well as a father, you know, it is hard for us guys who actually say we need help because we look at it as like, it's almost like, and I hate to use this word, but it's true. It's almost like a generational curse, seeing that as men, we should be the strong foundation. But at the end of the day, we got to realize, look, there's sometimes that we get to a point in life that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay that sometimes as men, we need that time to vent and cry. At times we need that time where we just need to a hug. Even if, and I'm going to say this like this, because, you know, people look at it as wrong for a male to hug a male, but sometimes we need that embracement from a male to know that what we're going through, maybe they've been through that already and they can help us with just that hug. So it's okay to hug that man. It's okay to cry. It's okay to say, I need help. It is hard, and it's even harder to say it than to live it out.
It is. Yeah.
Yep, that's a lot where this came from. And I'm a hugger, by the way. Dustin knows to stay away. And one of the early thoughts on this was working with the men's groups at my church. And the pastor that heads up the men's work and the men's groups always struggles to pull off new events or just men's Bible studies. Attendance is really hard to get. The women's groups, oh yeah, they show up all the time. Theirs are always full. The men's group will start something and then it'll wane, go away, and then there's nobody there again. It's nonstop. And it just feeds right into this. You know, men are fixers. Oh, I got this. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't need to show up. Mm-hmm. I got it all figured out. Yeah. I know what I'm doing. And it's, we've seen it just bleed right over from that same thing of trying to get a men's group at church off the ground is difficult. And we're seeing it now with the men we deal with. And we naturally say we're good.
And it's funny at our church, you know, they had the same challenges, but there's also a big non-for-profit that they support, which is where they build beds for local in our local community for people to sleep on, you know. And that day, 125 guys will show up with their drills. All right, we got to build something. Let's build. We got to build a bed.
Right. Yep.
Right. We're not going to talk about things, but I'll build that bed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we do the what you call the backpack attack, where we load up school supplies at the beginning of every year. People donate backpacks and then all kinds of supplies. Right. Well, on that final Sunday, then everybody has to get there to pack them up, load them on the trucks. Yeah. There'll be 56 men there for that.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, you can definitely see how God has strategically created man to be the provider, to be the fixer, to be the strong one, quote unquote, and the women come alongside to be the helpmate. And so with that being said, how, with the man in mind, can y'all picture, I believe it's the scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and he said, when I became a man, mm-hmm. put away childish things. What's y'all's thought in the perspective of a man? What is your thoughts? I would say Michael, Dustin, and RJ. What are y'all's thoughts in regard to that particular verse in the love chapter about 1 Corinthians chapter 13?
I'm not sure if I'm familiar with the scripture, but I would say,
He'll read it for you.
Huh? Okay. Oh, perfect.
So I got my phone's right up there, so I can't pull up my Bible app without getting up.
And it's actually 1 Corinthians, and that's one of my favorite scriptures, that, by the way, too. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, which says in King James Version, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things.
That's good.
I know that one.
You know, to be a man, to put away those childish things, it's a lot of, and if you bring it back in, you know, the almost the secular world today, to put away the childish activities and the pastimes that you're going to do, because you are becoming the provider, you are becoming the foundation, and things grow from the foundation, right? Everybody needs to have a strong foundation. Mm-hmm. Anything needs to have a strong foundation to grow. So to be that man, I need to be the leader, the faith leader in my household, to provide faith for them, to teach them about God, to walk alongside God, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing in my marriage as well. Mm-hmm. The same thing, to pray for my wife on a daily basis, you know, for her faith to grow, for her needs to be met. And it's also to do that in my business, right? Because we're a leader in our businesses. Yeah. And I have to show up with a firm foundation, and I don't believe a firm foundation happens without God. Right. And to be that foundation, to me, is what it means to be a man.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that we added another day here? Yep, that's right. Every week with a brand new episode on Wednesday and Friday, airing at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to our website at www.godsdiamond.net or wherever you listen to music. Also, you can join us on Learn to Live in Truth on Facebook Live Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we go by book and verse by verse. This has been your public service announcement. Now, back to our show.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, listening to the last couple of your podcasts, because October was Man Month, mm-hmm. it sounds like, mm-hmm. from the podcast that you just had.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And when we first started talking about this all the time, and especially as, you know, as Jesus tells us that we need to be the faith leader, we were put on earth to basically, you know, to, it's a hard one for me to go into, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but, you know, take care of women. They're here for, you know, for us to give them protection, security, make them feel heard and safe. And that's definitely what the message is for us. I mean, we want to be the modern man. Now, a modern man, as we joke, but without sword, shields, and a Spartan helmet, but the modern man that's sensitive, yet knows that they're the leader, the faith leader, the family leader, the business leader. Right. And where I say that was something at the very beginning of this, when I would speak about that, as I grew up in a female household, I had a father and he was there, but we were drastically outnumbered because I have five big sisters and a mother. And my father traveled all the time. So as I say, I grew up swimming in the estrogen ocean. Right. So if there's anybody that's around strong women, it was me. I had six strong women raising me. So when we first start talking about the man has to be the leader of the household, he's there to make sure the women feel safe and secure. I had a lot of internal pushback on that because my first thought were, I don't think my sisters want to hear that. They might show up and slap me, you know, and, you know, we're strong women. We don't need that. But with my own conversations with my family, with my wife, it was amazing how they all agreed. It's like, no, that is what I want in a husband. I do want a man that's strong, that I can rely on, that I can trust. So it had a lot of strength to me as part of the conviction of what we talk about, which is purely biblical in the same way. That's what our mission is here. We don't want women to be meek and, you know, but our calling, the reason we're here, is to be that leader, especially the faith leader. And it travels right through into our business and our family as well.
Amen. Amen. That scripture definitely has everything to do with a level of maturity. And the fact that just like faith, love is rooted out of, I would say that faith is rooted out of love, because if we love God, he says we'll obey him. And, you know, the fact that faith is a substance of things that are hoped for. Again, it comes back to love. And in that particular verse, it's just like, it shows me personally how God looks at all of us, but particularly in men, as, look, I have designed you and I've created you on purpose so that, you know, you are, not only are you strong, not only are you the fixer-uppers, but you are me. And Jesus bringing the balance, Jesus through our relationship with him brings forth the maturity that makes us not just men, but for us ladies, they make us women. And so, again, we always come back to, you are a diamond, no matter your age, no matter the mistakes that you make, no matter what, at the end of the day, if you understand who Jesus is, you understand who you are in him, you will find that you are a diamond and that you can and you will impact this world, man or woman. Amen. Come on, somebody. Don't y'all leave me by myself.
Amen
man.
On that.
And,
amen.
Know,
I love
hallelujah.
It.
Amen. So,
and you know, I was going to say, when I look at this scripture and I see it as twofold. And I say twofold because, you know, it's spiritually and carnal. When you look at in a carnal mindset of that scripture, it's almost basically saying you need to man up, you need to act your age, you need to push through it. But when you look at it in the spiritual realm, it was almost like God is saying, look, I designed you to be the provider, be the head. But at the same token, he's saying, look, it's okay to ask for help. I don't want you to act like a robot, because that's what the world would look at it as, a man, as you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you cannot fail. But God is saying, look, despite everything that you go through, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail, because his word tells us, I think it's in Romans, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We got to realize that, look, no matter what, we're going to make mistakes. But it's the point of making a mistake and staying there versus making a mistake and learning from it and pushing past it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So we're getting down to our time here shortly, but we wanted you to talk about Dad Up Council and how people can get in contact with you and how people, you know, can just really experience what God has given you to give the world. Dad Up
Council. Yeah, absolutely. It's the Dad Up Council. So that is the private mastermind, I guess is the best word for it, but the private mastermind that we have where we do life together with the other guys, with the other men to help them be better in all things. You know, it's also a journey, right? The journey of a balanced business dad, which what we're striving for is a thriving business that doesn't control us, a passionate marriage, kids that adore us, to be healthier physically and mentally, to grow deeper in our faith, and that encompasses it, right? And then more meaningful relationships with the friends, of course, and that's where the council comes in. It's that brotherhood. You know, you mentioned something about making a mistake, and we're all going to make a mistake. Right. The interesting thing, well, we have retreats. I actually own a campground in South Central Missouri where we'll have these retreats where it's just us guys there, and so many of these guys at first were afraid to say what mistake they made. Because they were there. They didn't know how to get through it. And finally, when they did say that, the other guy at the other end said, oh, when I did that 5 years ago, this is how I got through it. And this is how my family pushed through. And this is how we made it. Right. Right? So it was able to move through that mistake at such a faster clip. Mm. And that's what the Dad Up Council is being all about. Mm. It's to be better tomorrow. And that's what we do life together as. And we have, you know, mastermind calls, retreats, modules, coaching sessions, kind of encompasses everything. We also have a free Facebook group at dadupgroup.com. Mm-hmm. You can join that for free Facebook group right there. And there's, you know, close to about 350 guys right now doing life together saying, hey, how do I do this? How do we do this? You know, how do I make this better? So dadupgroup.com.
Yep. That's the easiest way to keep hanging out with us. Yeah, if absolutely. If that sounds like fun.
Awesome. Y'all have a website?
And by the way, even though we're adults, it is thebalancedbusinessdad.com.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that will have, pretty simple. Yeah. Thebalancedbusinessdad.com.
Now, the Facebook group is, go to dadupgroup.com.
And that'll take you right to the public Facebook group from dadupgroup.com. But so there's the website, and there's information in there on the whole movement and the Balanced Business Dads, and a blog on there. And
call it a movement.
Yeah.
Why do you call it a movement?
We call it a movement.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it started with I've coached so many people who were out of alignment and out of balance, and we want to change that.
Yes.
And if I have time, I'll tell you kind of the joke about it, because so when this really started, I was planning a Disney World trip with my family. Mm-hmm. And I want the Balanced Business Dad and the Dad Up Council to be so big in a movement. If you guys know what the organization is, you know, Alcohol Anonymous, it's called the Friends of Bill W, because Bill W started that. Mm-hmm. And in my vision, how big I see this is because I've heard that at an airport, will a friend of Bill W come here to talk to someone, or at a hotel? Right. I want it, and I said at the time kind of jokingly, but friend of Mickey Mouse, right? When I hear the friend of Mickey, I know that's a business dad that really just needs some help right now to talk through some things.
Right.
And that's a movement, just like Bill did with, Alcohol Anonymous. Because trust me, you look around at Disney World and you see some of those dads. Ooh, buddy, they need some help some days, right? So, that's the movement.
Right.
Yep.
To let them know they're not alone.
Yeah, because we're on this journey. I mean,
100%.
Dustin and I are on this journey to be, you know, the journey of a balanced business dad. So the thought was, well, we just need to bring this to other dads. We're doing it ourselves. We need to just bring this to other guys. So that's how the podcast was born, and then everything after it.
Amen. Well, I know that God's timing is always perfect timing, but I wish that we had scheduled this right in that moment, in that little part where it was just for men, because this is powerful for men, because it's such a sad thing when men lose their identity based on the past, based on, you know, what somebody said about them, based on what some negative words and all of that, and so much. you know, I can definitely appreciate when the scripture says, for women, as women, we ought to respect our men, and for husbands to love their wives. It is powerful and it's so different, the two words, love and respect. And I just realized, and then I know that respecting my husband and respecting men goes so much further than me trying to make him be what I want him to be. You know what I mean? And that was, you know, that's for women. Well, that's what we got to understand, is that our responsibility is to respect our men, not just our husbands, not just our dad, not just our brother, but respect men and the level of weight and responsibility they have just as a man alone. And, you know, so that's really my takeaway from all of this, and the fact that, you know, in order to be a man, it requires intentionality. And that's what I see about Balanced Business Dad. It's an intentional thing to really do it the way that God says to do it. It's intentional. And it's no, for me, it's no other way to say it. And so, again, I just appreciate you all being here with us and chatting with us for a little while. That is my takeaway. Honey, what is your takeaway? He's looking up y'all's stuff. So
now, I'm trying to find y'all on Facebook. I actually looked under the wrong page. So I got different, different roles on my phone.
Gotcha. If you're on Facebook, you can just type in the Balanced Business Dad, and you'll see the actual page, but there will also be a group. You click on that group, and then I'll approve you.
All right.
And that should have a white background. This picture just in a white background.
Dad's up.
No, I'll do it.
Nope, hey, the Balanced Business Dad.
Okay.
Give me that.
yeah. See, I need help.
See,
I need
help. Helpmate. Yeah. Exactly.
I love it.
My takeaway is simply this. Look. And I said it before, and I got to say it again. Look, we got to realize that, look, we do need help as men. Forget what the devil told you in your ear, that you are this powerful person, that you don't need no help, that you got it all together. Because at the end of the day, you do not have it all together. We need help.
Far from.
We need help. Whether it's from other men helping us or even our spouses, we need help. Receive the help. Stop putting up the resistance and just let God use you. That's my takeaway.
Right.
Love that. Right, I love it. Receive the help.
What's y'all's takeaway, fellas? Tell us y'all's takeaway, y'all's final word for every diamond that is here. Give us what it is that God has given you as a wrap up.
I'm honestly going to. My takeaway from what was honestly what Michael just said, receive the help, open to be receiving the help, because there's a lot of help out there. And something else he said there is ask for the other help with the other men. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we teach so often that so many of us don't do, ask your spouse.
Yeah.
The one person that's rooting for you more than anyone
is
that spouse. And you keeping it all in and, you know, not asking for help because you think you're being the strong man. You're not. Ask for help. And I'll be honest. And I'm just going to speak for myself. And I'll speak for RJ too. Our wives know a lot more than we do. Right. Absolutely. So let's ask for help. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we think we're being strong by hiding it from them and handling our own problems, whether it's in business or your personal life or with your kids. It's amazing how freeing that is when you finally bring it up in a conversation with your wife and they just want to help. They're like, oh, good. That's out there now. It's freeing because now we're not holding that burden in, but they've got way better ideas.
And there's simple solutions. You're like, well, besides that, yeah, we knew that part.
Right.
We're trying to rebuild everything.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh. That's our advice. Involve your spouse. Just ask them. Tell them what's going on.
Hey, y'all heard it. Yeah. I know that's right. So we want to ask one of you gentlemen to please pray for everybody that is here. And Michael will give his closing comment and we'll be done. Amen.
Dustin always likes it when I pray. I do. I'm not sure I can pray like Michael. That is his spiritual gift. I've heard it on the podcast, and I heard it when we opened up today. I'm like, wow, yeah, he's good. Right, yeah, we have a friend. We have a friend, Alejandro Cornejo, and that is it. We're at Bible study. We always want him to pray because he has that gift. But I will be glad to make a little prayer right now to thank. So, Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for putting Dustin and I in touch with Catherine and Michael, allowing the four of us to basically do church together today for a half an hour. I want to, you know, ask for your blessing on all of the diamonds that are listening to this. We're all looking for help. We're looking to be that diamond in the rough, to get better, to be shinier, obviously to be stronger. And thank you for the people that maybe they're not that far along in this path yet, but somehow hear this message that we've put out there. We don't know how this gets delivered. We don't know how husbands, fathers, and dads find us, but we appreciate your guidance to them. And I just want to ask for your blessing to all the people that are listening, and thank Michael and Catherine for allowing us to join them for the day. It's in your son's name that I say thank you, and we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank y'all again. God bless you. We appreciate you. Don't go nowhere. Go ahead, honey.
Hi, Diamonds. All right, Diamonds. You know what time it is. If you can't hear me, get a little closer. Come on, get a little closer. And remember, until next time, you are a diamond in the rough.
Amen. 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 Thank y'all.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode. Please sow into the ministry by clicking the support the show link. Until the next episode, may the blessings and the prosperity of the Lord follow you. And remember, you are a diamond in the rough.